Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes on 89.7 NPR News. Attorneys for Ohio State and the men who say a former team doctor abused them met in Cincinnati this weekend to begin mediation for a pair of lawsuits against the school. An independent investigation revealed Dr. Richard Strauss abused at least 177 men, and a number of administrators at the time failed to adequately respond. WOSU's Nick Evans has been following the case, and he joins me now to talk about what might come of mediation. Thanks, Nick, for joining me.
Anytime.
So first, let's look at the university perspective. All of this abuse happened before current leaders took up their posts. How has the current administration handled the investigation?
Well, President Michael Drake actually mentioned this at the most recent trustees meeting. Let's get a listen to what he had to say there.
Today, I'm announcing the formation of a task force to advance the national conversation surrounding sexual misconduct and abuse on college and university campuses. This issue remains prevalent in our society, and we will use the lessons of the past to play a leadership role in confronting the problem head on.
And so the thing you hear there is that there's really this emphasis on extending the lessons of this Strauss incident beyond OSU. As to mediation that happened over the weekend, university spokesman declined to comment, noting that the mediation is confidential.
They're entering mediation, but this abuse happened years ago. Isn't it too late for the case to move forward now?
Well, perhaps. That's certainly what the university has argued. They say that it's time-barred because it falls outside the statute of limitations. But the plaintiff's lawyers argue that the clock shouldn't start ticking until they knew that the university had awareness of the Strauss incident going on. And that came out with a report more recently.
So what are people outside of the process saying about the case?
Well, I spoke with Emma Hetherington. She runs the Child Endangerment and Sexual Exploitation, or CESE, clinic at the University of Georgia. Georgia passed a law giving survivors a window where they could file civil claims outside the statute of limitations. There's a similar measure being floated here in Ohio. She spoke pretty highly of Drake's idea to have a task force to extend lessons outside the state. And she says that mediation would be a good venue to find some common ground.
It's not just about the system telling them how they will be made whole, but the victim themselves gets to sit at the table and talk through what will potentially make them whole.
Many cases like this one have resulted in cash settlements. Is there any sense of what a settlement might look like here?
Well, I talked with John Culhane for that. He's a law professor from Widener University.
You know, these claims can run to a couple of million dollars a victim at the high end. And so you could be talking about, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Culhane and Hetherington both emphasize that, a university apology is the most important thing. But they also know that putting a price tag on pain and suffering can be a really major hurdle. And the amount of people outstanding here is also a thing to consider. About 180 were listed in the Strauss report. Just over 100 are represented going into mediation. But some of these plaintiffs say there could be more than 1,000 potential survivors out there. Culhane wrote about the Jerry Sandusky case at Penn State, and he argued that a compensation fund could be a good idea to handle it.
How would that work?
Well, you establish a pool of money, and then there's an administrator of some sort that comes in and decides how to pay claims based on some pre-established rubric.
For one thing, they stand a better chance of retaining the anonymity of the people who come forward. And for another thing, if you've got large groups of people that have been affected by the conduct in question, you stand a better chance of getting a uniform or at least a consistent resolution.
He also says that compensation funds, similar to what happened after 9/11 or the Deepwater Horizon spill, they tend to move more quickly than going case by case through court. But on the downside, settlements might be a little bit smaller.
That's WOSU's Nick Evans talking through what could come of mediation talks in the Richard Strauss case. Talks began over the weekend. Thanks, Nick.
Anytime.